When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Howdy, all. This is Bob Nightingale, America's so-called sweetheart. At least that's what Liam says. I'm not sure about that, but you listen up. Pod and Lansdowne.
It's a massive, massive weekend in the life of your boy coming up here, fellas. Not one. Not two. Not three. But four fantasy football drafts by the time we record next Tuesday. It's that time of year again, gentlemen. It is that time of year.
Wait, when?
What? When my drafts are?
No, when did I ask?
Can I mute on the... Jake's muted for 5 minutes. Jake gets a 5 minute penalty. Jake is laughing. Liam, is he? Or is, first of all, welcome back, Liam.
He's sure is cackling. He's cackling.
Yep, he's just flipped me off. Double trice there. 5 minutes in, bin penalty. If you know what? Double minor. 4 minute double minor. If Liam scores on the power play, you can come back out. All right? That's what he gets. Disrespectful. Here I am just trying to strike up some conversation. I haven't seen you in a couple weeks, Liam. I wanted to get the party rolling. And he goes and dunks on me like that.
Well, I mean, I was right out. I was just going to tell you that help is available. But
what? Because I'm in too many leagues?
Yeah.
Jake is not happy right now. We can see him on the street.
He's gritting his teeth.
Ah, man. But yeah.
But I was telling you before we hopped on, I wish I was here last week because morale was a lot higher coming off the Yankees sweep. And folks, here we are.
Now, not so much. Morale may have also been killed by you. Like, you also may have just lost your hearing last week if you were part of it, because you were part of the ear piercing technical difficulties that I didn't even realize we had while recording. Jake was too quiet. I was way too loud. I think it should sound fine here, though. I think I accidentally had an option on StreamYard activated that made it sound bad. My apologies for that. And thank you for sticking with us. If you did stick around for that disaster class of an episode, which was a shame, again, because morale was much higher. But the gang is back together again here. I am Javi Lopez. People forget he played for the Red Sox, a.k.a. Fitz. I'm joined by, Jim, a.k.a. Liam. And, oh, Liam just scored a goal on the power play. How about that? Jake enters back on the ice. The bullpen phone, a.k.a. Jake. Welcome back, pal. Have you learned your lesson?
Yeah, I guess.
How you doing, Jakey Poo? How you living?
I'm not great.
Not great?
Not great.
It's okay to not be great. And not every week can be sunshine and rainbows, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's over.
You think it's over?
I think finally.
If they win tonight, they get another 24 hours.
Is this your final over?
Well, so, yeah, I mean, that's if, right, obviously this game's still going on Tuesday night, but they're down 2-0. If they lose tonight, it's over. If they win, they then have to also win tomorrow. And if they lose tomorrow, then it will also be over. They got to win both these games.
We need to, longtime listeners of the show, and I say longtime, it's really mainly been for this season of the show, have gotten accustomed to you specifically saying it's over.
Of course.
I think we once and for all have to settle the scale for over.
Oh, right? Sure. Okay.
Because like you'll say it's over after losing opening day, which is funny. It's a good bit. That's like a one on the over scale.
Yeah.
The overometer.
So, like, if they lose tonight, it's like an 8.5, probably.
Okay. 10 being the actual, it's over.
Like, yeah, 10 is like you're mathematically eliminated.
The actual elimination, it is over. Yeah. 9 yes. is like where you're at with the Yankees now, like, where, like,
yes.
Yeah, it's you're not eliminated, but it is over.
Yeah.
The way I'm getting your vibe is saying, after this past week, after splitting 2 in Houston, dropping the Dodger series, so far dropping one game at home against Houston, which we will get to, gentlemen, don't you worry. We will get to Monday night's game. But you calling it at 8, Jake, the way I'm reading it is like, damn, it's just about damn near over. It's not over yet, but man, it's close to being over. You say
yeah,
it's over
at 8?
Yeah, I
mean, you're looking down the pipe, and it's grim, I would say.
I mean, I just counted. There's 29 games left after tonight. If you lose, you're 6.5 back of the third wild card.
Yeah, I don't know, Jim.
I don't know, Jim.
Yeah, there you go. Liam's namesake. Tom Karen brought up the age-old
You
point.
Also all of a sudden have zero starting pitchers that you can, like, that.
Zero relief pitchers, clearly, if you ask Alex Cora.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much over, I would say.
So call 8 pretty much over?
Well, I just don't think that you're... I just don't think you're better. You're not better than Tampa. You're not better than Seattle.
No one's been better than Seattle over the last couple of years.
And you're not better
than
one of Houston or Texas at this point. So, I mean...
You might be better than Texas, as you mentioned
maybe.
The other day.
Hades,
Texas is in Hades.
Yeah, but I don't... I just... They're getting to a point where, like, you gotta rip off like 10 or 11 in a row.
They're at the point where they have to win every series. Would you agree with that, Liam?
I mean, you can't win baseball games. What was the Trent Dilfer quote?
You cannot lose games in the National Football League and still win.
It's,
he cooked with that line, to be fair. Completely cooked.
He did. I mean, I'll be completely honest. I did not realize it was 5.5 games until like 2 minutes ago when I pulled up the standings.
Yeah.
I was going to say it was at worst 4.5.
Yeah.
So
it
now,
was.
Now I'm
it
even
was
feeling.
Yesterday.
It was. Sure was.
And then what happened?
Yeah.
So now I'm feeling much more discouraged in the span of 3 minutes.
Well, yeah. Tom Karen brought up the point on the post-game show after Monday night. You brought up the age-old point. You know, you're 5.5 back with 5 weeks to go. Like, you're at that point where, like, obviously time is running out as many weeks to go as you
Less
are games
than
back,
five
essentially.
Weeks, I think. It's like 4
so, there
change
you go.
Now, yeah.
Maybe bump that up to an 8.5, Jake, on the overometer.
Yeah.
We got to workshop that name. That's a placeholder for now. There's got to be a better pun out there.
Yeah, there's something better there.
You know what? If you have a good pun for the overometer, a name to replace it, tweet at us at Pod on Lansdowne. We are happily taking submissions on that basis. So, a lot of different directions we can go in this week, gentlemen. I feel like this will be one of those baseball heavier episodes because there's a lot to talk about. Where do we want to start? Do we want to start back in Houston?
A little bit of it's not a funeral yet. It's a bit of it's a wake right now.
They're in hospice care right now.
Yeah. Shout out Sophie. That's funny.
Same page there, right?
Fitz said it right at the same time as you. We're getting end of life care right now.
Yeah.
They're getting hooked up to like the
Jimmy
best...
Carter.
they're getting hooked up to the best morphine, you know.
Jimmy Carter's been in hospice for like 6 months, by the way.
I said that over the weekend. I said it just randomly to a friend of mine. I was at a wedding in Maine.
Just taking
like,
Uncle Sam's.
Right?
Just paying.
We're just standing there, and I was like, Jimmy Carter's been in hospice for a while, man. Like, he's still kicking.
He's got
good
it
for
made.
The goober. You know? I mean, if he's getting that good hospice care, you know, nice and comfortable, do all the things you want to do before you kick the bucket, he's still going at it. Yeah. Why don't we start with the Houston series, a couple takeaways from that. We were just talking about Brian Baio, who is starting Tuesday night. So far, not so great in that start, but remains to be seen what exactly happens. Went seven strong against the Astros in Houston, though. That was nice to see, I suppose. But he's really the only starter who's been able to say that he's been able to work deep. I mean, Liam, what were some of your takeaways from that Houston series? Because there's a couple things you go. I mean, the Duvall performance was great onto the tracks. JP France stunk. Baio did not stink, but that still was just a 2 out of 2. I mean, you're still splitting the series.
No, I think it was still more of the same.
Same as it ever was.
Starters don't go deep. Defense looks sloppy. Offense can get hot. Then it can get cold. I mean, they are who we thought they were.
They really are.
Like, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
All year, I mean, every week, we're either really high or really low. And I mean, not to like jump the gun and get into Monday night's game, but I feel like the cracks that we've been seeing all season kind of came home to roost, or whatever they're saying.
Yeah, the levee broke. Like,
yeah, Sale didn't go deep. You have all these wingman types who can give you 4 or 5 innings. They're suddenly
like Kyle Barraclough. He can give you five innings. Clearly,
hey, he'll finish the game for you. He'll end the game. So I don't know. I mean, I like sitting there Monday night on my couch watching was just kind of like affirming everything we've seen from the pitching staff all year. That, I mean, at a certain point, you could juggle so many guys up and down between Worcester, but at the end of the day, you need 2 to 3 starters who can, you know, give you 6 innings regularly. And folks, they just don't have it. They might not even have one. I mean, Baio's, he's throwing the most innings on the team. So at this point, it's kind of unfair to like put the load
on
him.
And he's young. That's the thing. You're not going to give him 180 innings across the year.
I was looking at our pitching staff before we hopped on compared to Houston's. And so Baio leads our team with 126. This is before tonight.
He missed one.
The Astros have 3 starters who have thrown more innings.
Baio missed like 3 weeks, right? Not that would make a ton of difference, but right?
Did
he miss like 2, 3 starts? I don't know.
You might be right.
I don't even remember what I had for breakfast yesterday.
It's all a blur
now. I can't
remember.
Yeah, right?
But, I mean, 126 innings leads your team, and the Astros have 3 guys over 130 innings. Verlander obviously hasn't been there all year, but he's thrown 123 innings.
Yeah, he still has that volume, right?
That's 4 starters who have the same.
He missed all of April, too.
Really?
Yeah,
he
was definitely hurt.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like they're – folks, they're still 2 starting pitchers away, I think is – if the season ended today, that's what I tell you. You need 2 starting pitchers.
Yamamoto,
they might
baby.
Be 3. They might be 3.
I mean, I'll the more the merrier. I'll take 3 if that's what
it
takes.
Do we want to get into off-season talk, or do you want to kind of go through the last games? Because
there's a lot to go over this week. We're going to have a whole off-season to talk about. Yeah, I do want to go into the Mookie thing, and I want to dedicate
– I don't, honestly. I had enough.
What else is there really to say?
I want to dedicate a ton of time to the Barraclough thing, because that's like when I talk about
that, you know what? Yeah, I'll remember that my whole life. Forever.
I tweeted it out like genuinely. I don't even think I was being prisoner of the moment. After sleeping on it, I still stand by it. Instantly, at that 6th inning specifically, instantly pole vaults itself into S-tier Red Sox Twitter moment, because all of us simultaneously were like, are we on fucking drugs right now? Are we hallucinating what is happening in front of our eyes right now? But we will get that's what we call in the industry a tease. In the meantime, I don't know how much it's worth litigating Jake into the, you know, potential off-season additions. People who listen to us weekly know that we love ourselves some Yamamoto. And I think I speak for a lot of Red Sox fans by saying that we'd love for him to be here. But no, Liam's right. I mean, it's, you know, Monday was kind of indicative of the fact that people haven't been able to go deep in games. And I think that plays a factor into why we saw the Bear Claw thing. I don't think it's a full-on excuse. We can go into it more later. But, man, those Chris Sale, I'm so disappointing comments, man. Those really hit whenever they come across the timeline. I know I have to do better. Ooh, he said it again.
I'm just tired. I'm also.
Yeah, your disdain for Chris Sale, Mr. Wallinger, was on full
display
Monday night.
It's not even a disdain. It's just like the whole thing. I'm just exhausted of it. You know, it's one thing to. Yeah, he gets hurt. He's gotten hurt a lot. He's clearly, I mean, he's one of the most injury prone.
And again, a lot of that I can't, actually, none of that luck, I can't pin on him. It is what it is.
But also, you know, availability is very valuable.
You said the Chad, no, Liam said the Chad just pitch better thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, that too.
I could have sworn that was Jake.
Sale needs more time versus, well, he should just pitch better.
Well, so I was tweeting last night after he came out. I mean, he didn't get out of the fifth inning. Which, any way you cut it, that's not good. It doesn't matter who you are. You want
to. He has to be better, Jake. He himself said it.
But I tweeted some stuff, and a couple of followers were like, you know, he's just back from injury. He's on the right path. Listen, he's been getting on the right path for 3 years now, and every time he gets back on that path, he gets hurt again.
I will say on Monday. I get your point, Jake, and you know, the one thing I'll say is that it was nice to see his velocity consistently sitting at around 95. The start before,
okay,
there was a dip. That's where I was nervous of that. I was like,
yeah, word. He threw 92
pitches. But he was also
four and a third.
He was throwing fucking cement mixer sliders and putting things on a platter. You know what I mean? So it's one step forward, one step back. It seems like, which is a shame.
I just, as a strong proponent of the idea of the 2024 Red Sox, I've come down a bit as far as, like, I don't know where they're getting innings next year from the starting innings. I don't know where, you need like a whole new rotation, but it's not, you can't do like the, you can't garbage dive, I mean, dumpster dive anymore. You gotta have real pieces in there. I mean, it's not. You're not just putting a team together to eat innings now. I mean, you need real good pitchers. Because, like, 22 and this year, it was just kind of like, okay, there's arms. You know, the Rich Hills and the Corey Kluber, well, not that he pitched, but, and the Corey Klubers of the world. They signed him, and it was like, okay, throw the baseball. But you, I mean, next year, we've said this, but you got to contend. At least for the division, if not an actual championship. I mean,
and who knows how much Sale will end up being a part of that rotation. I think the team is planning on it.
I think that's a grave
ill advised.
Yeah, whether or not you think that's a good idea, I'm not going to speak for you. But
if you want to pencil him in as the five, sure.
Him, Bayo. Do they still believe in Whitlock long term as a starter after what's happened this year? Exactly, right.
I'm all square with him.
But you paid him that money. Is what I'm saying.
But he's really not getting paid that much.
Fair
like,
amount.
What is it, like 6.5?
Is it only that?
I don't think
it's, I thought it was like 11. No.
I could jump up to 11 at some point.
But even, so, I mean, good
I
relievers
I might be totally wrong,
that,
too, Liam. I'm not sure.
Like,
what are you
that's
saying,
fine. Good, decent relievers make that kind of money. Like, if he can be that again, then that's fine.
I mean, here's a way too early prediction for the 2024 Red Sox.
Oh, let's hear it. I need this.
Nick Pivetta will start more games than Chris Sale next year.
I think that's a mild take. I think.
Yeah, I don't think it's
a hot take.
What do you do with? Crazy. Yeah, I mean, what do you just kind of keep him? He's a free agent after next year, I believe, right?
Yeah, he's got like one more year.
Yeah,
he's
just let him
eligible for one more year.
Swing again, I guess.
So,
I don't know. I mean, it's gonna be a busy offseason, boys. It really is.
Here's the great thing, guys. As long as they get 2 to 3 pitchers. man, that bullpen's good.
It is. They really legitimately don't have to touch the pen this offseason.
No, you don't. You don't. Everybody just slides back. If you get,
maybe get like one more like good like lockdown lefty if need be.
Yeah,
just
sure.
Just to have it, right?
But, but honestly, that could be, that's like dead last on my
list. Yeah, exactly. That's
time. You got a lot to worry about.
That's an icing on the cake kind of deal. So speaking of the bullpen, I don't think I can hold my excitement talking about this topic any further now. So let's take a step away, and when we're back on Pod on Lansdowne, we will go in to the Monday night massacre that was poor Kyle Barraclough's outing. We'll be back after this.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're back. Pod on Lansdowne. Fitz, Jake, Liam. Glad to have you, as always. Jake and Liam are both looking to their right. Like towards their TV. Did something happen in the Red Sox game? I'm not watching right now.
I've got Zelda.
Devers just chopped one of their bring you. I mean, they got men on the corners, but nothing like real has happened. It's still 2-0.
And Jake, what's happening in Zelda?
Zelda, Sophie is, she's playing Zelda. She's putting on the Radiant outfit and going into the depths right now. That's what she's doing.
End of the baseball season means it's closer to me actually buying Zelda and being able to dedicate the time that it deserves into it.
Oh, yeah.
And the, you know, the end of the wedding stuff too, that kind of coincides with that. Just to, I want to be able to sit down and really hunker down and lock in to Tears of the Kingdom, because that's what I did with Breath of the Wild. Well,
I'll fire up the Switch with you guys this winter.
You won't.
I always ask. Jake's a silly little goose saying that. I always ask Jake to play Mario Kart. He doesn't want to play Mario.
I don't
want to
play fucking Mario Kart. Why not?
Mario Kart kicks ass.
I have other games.
I got Madden. I succumbed to the pressure. I got Madden.
The new Madden?
The new Madden.
Yeah, I'm not a Madden guy.
I was sober for
that's
9-10 years. And
I haven't bought it.
You spent game in 10 60. Years. You spent 60 to 70
I had the
US
football
dollars.
Itch.
No, that's gross.
I did. It's actually not that bad this year, but it's
terminal.
You know. I'll be off the set for good after this year, I'm telling you. Speaking of football, gentlemen.
Oh.
Are you gonna make fun of me for bringing up football on a baseball podcast again, Jake? Am I going to have to mute you again?
Well, why? I thought we were talking about Kyle Barraclough.
We will
now?
Be talking about Kyle Barraclough. Don't you worry. But first, a football thing.
Oh.
Jake, you're an NFL fan.
I am, yes. Go Pats.
Even though you made fun of my fantasy football tip at the start of the show, but that's fine. I'll forgive you. Liam, you've been known to enjoy American football from time to time.
I love a good Sunday on my couch.
Well, let me ask you this, the two of you. How would you like to attend your favorite team's Week 1 game? Week 1, start of the season.
I'd love to.
It's pretty good
that
for the
Pats.
That sounds great. I mean, that's the Brady welcome back game. That's at Gillette against the Eagles, defending NFC champs. It's pretty good. That's not bad, I would say. I'd say that's a pretty good deal. What if you could go for free? What if you won tickets to it? Huh?
You're kidding. You're pulling our leg.
Well, buddy, you could be in luck. Fans First Sports Network, which we are a part of. Shout out to Fans First Sports Network. They're giving away for free. F-R-E-E, that spells free. creditreport.com, baby. Not a part of the ad. This is still going to be part of the ad. Four free tickets to the Week 1 NFL game of your choice. That value is worth up to 5,000 buckaroos. 5,000 bones, as Jake is known to call them. Very simple rules to enter here. Step 1. You go to contest.fansfirstsports.com and you fill out the appropriate information, appropriate info, fill it all in, do that for us. And then step two, find Fans First Sports Network on Facebook and like the page. Step three, cross your fingers and pray, because that's all you have to do. Step one and two. Contest.fansfirstsports.com, fill out that info, then find Fans First Sports Network on Facebook, hit the like button there, you're entered to win. Once you've done that, you'll be registered to win four free tickets to any NFL Week 1 game. Go and enter for your shot at seeing your favorite team on the gridiron. September 10th is, I think, kickoff Sunday, if I do the math there. And then Thursday is the kickoff game. But most people would probably want to go to that game at Gillette anyways to see the GOAT back in Foxborough. Football mode off. Baseball mode on. Let's talk about Kyle Barraclough. Gentlemen, as I teased it earlier, just a completely bizarre moment in Red Sox modern day lore. What a fucking moment in time that was. When was the moment where you were like, okay, we at least need to have someone warming up here? I'll start with you, Liam. At what moment did it occur to you to be like, all right, this guy's clearly a Barraclough's not working for him?
To me, it was the Alvarez home run.
Yep. I'd say so, because he already had the triple.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, this, we can't let this get out of hand. But let me tell you guys, I don't know if you know this or not. Kyle stayed in the game. He kept throwing. So for another three plus innings, no less.
I audibly let out a what? Like when they went to the second time at the bullpen and no one was still up warming. Then it just goes to Cora giving the 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah, I mean, the cuts to the bullpen last night were that they were just perfect.
Everyone just kind of sitting there, like all in the shadows with their hoods on, just kind of sitting back like, it's my day off, man. I don't know.
Everybody's just chilling. Tumbleweeds rolling around.
You know when you work in retail and like a manager texts you like, hey, we need some extra help. Are you around Saturday? Like, it's going to be a really busy day. And then you're just kind of like, oh, man, like, oh, I'm not going to be around. Have fun with that. That's everyone else in the bullpen right now.
You ever work retail, Fitz?
I did, yeah.
What'd you do?
Worked at a Packy for a couple summers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
One of my odd jobs. I was a petroleum exchange engineer as a teenager. I pumped gas. That's what that means. Petroleum
Fancy. Exchange engineer.
You pumped
still,
gas?
Still on his resume.
Yeah, I was a gas attendant. I filled people's
I didn't even know.
Yeah, really? Full service is
in Massachusetts?
They're rare, but they do have them.
Oh.
Where's a Jersey? It's the law.
Yeah,
they're all
Jersey. And then, yeah.
You guys like to smell the gas. I love the smell of gas.
After that's working there and having it on their clothes, no.
Huffing on Lansdowne.
Jake just driving down the street in his car, just rolls down the window, just goes. That's
yeah,
the
that,
stuff.
That and Sharpies.
Elmer's glue, right?
Yeah. We had a kid in high school that would huff a lot. Sharpies.
Huff the magic dragon, yeah. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, right. Cobber.
I wish I was huffing something during that.
Oh!
It felt like I was. Right?
It really was at a certain point. And, I mean, I said this after the Red Sox final score tweet went out, but it truly felt like a fever dream. Just between what was happening on Twitter and what was happening, obviously, on the field at the time, where just I don't know how else to explain it besides a fever dream. I mean, Cora looked like there wasn't a care in the world.
He was just catching a ball game, you know? The dog days of summer, right?
The broadcast, to Dave O'Brien's credit, he was, like, kind of irked by what was transpiring on the field for once.
All right, so all the stuff came out at post-game and then today, like, that the only people available were Martin, Kenley, and that was it, right?
Well, apparently Yavero was, because he was warming up there towards the end. I know
okay,
that...
So here's what I don't really understand. I know that you have to save the pen because it's a marathon, not a sprint. Even though we are getting to where it is kind of a sprint the rest of the year.
You
really
have to sprint the rest of that marathon.
But even so, you were winning that game. Like you had the lead, you know.
Even
like
after the Altuve triple, they were only down the run.
You had the lead in the sixth inning.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, even, I mean, after the, you, even after the, yeah, the Alvarez home run, okay, I think they were down like 8-4, 9-4. Like, okay, that's not great. You still feasibly have a chance of getting back into the game. This is a team that you just hung like 25 runs against in a four-game series just the other day. You know, you beat them 17-1 the other day. You can potentially climb back here. You can. To punt a game like this, Jake, you're right. This late in the season against your direct competition to postseason baseball, to just punt it, I don't know. I understand you're right to preserve the arms of the bullpen. I get it. I understand that part of it. First of all, I also don't understand, like, Winkowski was only on 20 pitches like 2 days ago or something like that, right? It's not like Winkowski threw all the pitches.
Question like the medical staff if they don't think a guy can go.
I suppose, yeah, they probably know more than us, to be fair.
But that aside, if the pen is this taxed and you know you're on a fucking playoff chase, like why don't you use, like, wouldn't they option somebody? I don't know. I mean, wouldn't you mess with the roster a little more?
Wouldn't Kenley,
like,
go if it was this
if,
dire
like, this guy
of a situation,
has to fucking die on the mound? That's the alternative,
right?
To this?
If it was this dire of a situation, wouldn't yeah, they have IL'd Kenley? I understand, like, you wanted to build the bridge to Martin and Kenley, but if you needed a stretch guy and the main emergency stretch guy wasn't working, shouldn't you have had another guy there? And everyone keeps saying, like, oh, well, like, Yovera hasn't been great, in which, fine, I get that. That's a fine point in the vacuum. How much worse could it have gotten? Because how much worse could it have gotten than what we just saw there Monday night? That
was
a Yovera, fucking disaster.
Did Yovera was available?
I have the graphic Nesson put up.
All right, when was the last time Yovera pitched?
Night. Yovera pitched before Monday night's game, 8:27. He threw 9 pitches. So the day before, he threw 9 pitches.
Not 9 pitches.
Prior to that, he hadn't thrown since the 24th. So he had 2 days off.
I want to say something, and this is going to come from a place of stupidity, probably. But I've had this take. I want to rattle off for a long time. Relief pitchers sometimes, fellas, it's like, man up a little bit, you know? Sometimes
throw some dirt on it.
My whole life I've always been like, you can't throw 10 more pitches, or like, you can't go I don't know. I mean, you're getting, I don't know. I don't know.
They're
understand.
Just so specialized.
I mean,
Derek Clark, you know,
clearly did.
He did. Credit to I'm not even being funny.
Like,
credit to him.
High end pitches thrown was like 47.
Credit to him for
understanding
what was happening, and he just took it on the chin. Right. I mean,
Cora did say that he was going to bring Yovera in for the ninth, and Bear Cloud told
which,
him. Like,
okay, so that's even more fucked up then. So Yovera could have come in then, obviously.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
and
you,
then
when,
was
when
like, I'm
shit
just
was going
do it.
Sideways after the Altuve home run, at least get him up so that you could bring Bear Claw in the seventh? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Because then you could go 7-8-9. I don't know.
Pagetta in. I just.
Again, what was Pagetta Winkowski's line there? Do you still have the chart up there, Liam? What was Winkowski? Yeah.
Winkowski pitched, he threw 20 pitches on Saturday the 26th.
It's Saturday.
So he had Sunday off. Prior to the 26th, he had 2 days off. So in the last week, he threw on the 23rd and the 26th.
Again, yeah, I'm not managing, you know, the pitch counts of the team. It just, I did it really just have to come to that is my question.
People are afraid to say that relief pitchers
are big babies.
Should man up. Yeah.
are we planting our flag as the anti specialization?
Until they bring the bullpen band back, I will never be on their side.
I think I just like, even when I was little, I remember watching a child, but little, like, 10, 11, 12, 13.
You weren't,
you know,
making boo-booms in the diaper
no,
anymore.
But, like, before I was smart enough to get, like, the ins and outs of like, relief pitcher schedules and stuff, I'd always be like, they couldn't go. Like, they're like, oh, I don't know if you can go to this 4-out save. Like, what's the fucking difference? You sit down for 5 minutes in between? I've always been so simultaneously fascinated but also, like, confused at just how...
You know the bell curve meme of like the Wojak bell curve.
Meme, yeah.
Where it's like one really dumb Wojak and then yes. one really smart Wojak, and they have the same yeah. opinion at the end, and in the middle, it's like, well, like,
yeah.
Both ends of the bell curve are just like relief pitchers should throw more.
Yes. I just the thing that's all not
or
to
the
go
construction
on a relief
of it
pitcher.
It just be, it's
relief
all,
pitchers
like...
just piss me off. The one the thing that's always pissed me off is the like he can't come in and save the guys that like shit their pants in non-save situations, the closers. I think that's the strangest like the Craig Kimbrels of the world. Just imagine
zero saves in the 2018 playoffs. I'll have you.
You gotta be a weird guy to be.
Just imagine that it is a save situation. How's that? I mean,
use your imagination.
Yeah. God.
Or the roster construction needs to change where like you're not totally dependent on the one inning guys. Like it's nice to have them as shutout. You know, like close the door in high leverage situations, like one inning at a time. But maybe the game moves where there are more stretch guys. Maybe there are more swing. Three inning guys or so, maybe that is more efficient. That can help this sort of situation, especially when, as many people pointed out to me last night, hand up, I forgot about this, you're limited to 13 pitchers as Jake fumbles his microphone, but you're limited Sorry. To 13 arms. So, you know, the more you could do, Liam, you know, the better. It's just similar to what Jake said, availability is the best ability at times.
I just think, and I have Barraclough's minor league numbers pulled up this year.
wasn't he doing well in Worcester?
Yes.
He was 8-0. Not that wins and losses mean anything.
But still, with, like, just...
with a 2.43 ERA in 55 and two-thirds innings. In terms of walks, he had... 41 to 23 in terms of walks and strikeouts. Not like he's not... a velo guy anyway, but like in 55 innings, only 15 earned runs.
How many people had he walked?
23.
So what did he walk last night? Five?
He like hit five guys.
Yeah, no, I think he walked five and hit three. I think that's what it was.
At some point it was getting like legitimately, it was getting dangerous. The poor guy. Like clearly doesn't have it. First of all, what if he like blew out his elbow?
He's got
or something?
Six walks in 7 2/3 innings this year.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
What if the poor guy blows out his elbow or like tears his rotator cuff because he's trying to eat these fucking innings when he clearly doesn't have it?
He gave his life for the.
What if he decapitates Jose Altuve? Right? Like, what if he? Like...
He really did. Quite honestly, if they win the World Series this year, let's build the guy a statue.
Dude, if they make
replace
a
replace the
fucking,
Ted Williams statue.
If they make a wild card. Play
name a street after him, right?
give him something.
The Kyle Barraclough Bridge.
Yeah. I don't even, I mean, yeah. He.
When the Savannah Bananas come to Fenway to inevitably.
I felt bad there, for him, but video. Also, it was also funny. Once I realized we were going to lose the game, I was like, this is funny.
I tweeted out.
I felt bad for him when it started. I think I was just so consumed with rage and confusion.
Yeah, exactly. It ended up being like I like feeling sympathy for him, of course. Like poor guys, just someone in one of my group chats and one of my buddies sent the Onion headline: poor little leaguer just getting fucking shelled out there. But I tweeted out in jest, like just joking around. I was like, you know what? I've changed my mind. Keep him out there. Like let him come out. Like commit to the bit. And Alex Cora must have seen my tweet because that's exactly what he did. Ups, that 15-minute stretch of when we all were realizing, like, oh, he is at least finishing this inning, all together simultaneously realizing that.
Just, and then he came back out.
A moment in time.
And then he
that
came
he
back
never
out again.
And again. Who sent the
kept coming out of that dugout?
The Herb Brooks video one was good. The again whistle one, that was pretty good.
Oh, that was me. Thank you.
I was gonna say that. I was gonna guess that was you.
Yeah.
But again, you put yourself in the situation where like, okay, we punt Monday, but we gotta win Tuesday and Wednesday. Okay, that if it works for them, that's all well.
Do you
great.
Ever think teams will begin forfeiting games?
Begin? We just saw it begin.
No, but like
we just
really
saw it begin.
No, but really like, okay guys, we're done. We're not going to play. We're not going to play today. Cuz I've always thought
right.
Really only in baseball is it reasonable. But like say your bullpen's taxed, you're in a decent position.
I don't think that would ever happen, but
And it's like, we can't go today.
No, nah, I don't think that would ever come.
Why? Because tickets.
Tickets, yeah. And then you're talking about, like, now with, like, fucking gambling being a part of it. Oh my god! Like,
do you think a team would 500 ever start,
different directions you go with that? Right?
Do you think a team would ever start a position player?
they should.
That I bet could happen one day.
What's the rule? Oh, like, you have to be like,
oh, you have to be down eight, like by like down, 10, up or down 8 runs,
yeah. Which is probably why like Bearclaw sucked, but he didn't suck enough to get a position player.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The irony of it.
I forgot they changed that. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Who do you think we would have thrown last night? Because I mean, Reyes is hurt.
Reese,
Urias, maybe
Urias.
Oh.
Well, who were you going to say? Why'd you say like
that?
Oh,
I was just curious.
Someone.
Be anybody really important. That's kind of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because they can't like take a liner off the face or something.
Rafael, just get him out there. Hey, welcome to the
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he got called up. That's a
piece of shout out to him. He got a base hit. And then
for some reason, they're not starting him today.
I was pissed when
even though they flat out said they were yesterday. Right.
Cora told him. He said that to the media. Rafael was like, yeah, Cora said, I'm probably starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that was a fucking lie.
I'm tired, boss. I am.
Do appreciate that Rafael got a base hit on his first cut. You know, lifetime moment. You've worked your entire life for this. And then immediately embraces Red Sox Nation culture by making it out on the base paths. welcome to the organization, man. You are true stalking indeed.
He saw us do it all year and figured, hey, why not? He said that's what they do around here. They like that.
That's how we do it around here. Oh, man. All right, let's take another step back for a quick second. We'll be back. Could maybe talk some Mookie stuff. We could do some grid. Saw a specific team on the grid earlier today. I didn't do the grid, but I opened it up quickly and I saw a specific team. Might interest you folks. But first, we'll be back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're back. Pod on Lansdowne, final segment of the day. Jake looks tired, rubbing his eyes. I'm tired too, pal.
No, I'm
guys.
You're just tired of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
What, Liam? I just thought of a really good meme for Kyle Bearclaw 24 hours after.
Oh, like it.
That's
you can't
the worst
rip it
feeling, isn't it? You think
what?
Of a
no,
great
I can't rip it anymore. Cause it wouldn't do so well now it's not fresh. But Bill Gates in that.
Like, the chair.
That is good. Fuck it. You should do that. You should rip that.
Right? Yeah. That would still play right now.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's good. That's good.
Someone's going to make a Bearclaw joke in 2025 and it's going to bang. Be like, ah, yeah, there it is. That's a great reference, right?
Be like a Vietnam, give me Vietnam flashbacks.
if you weren't there, you don't get to go to the parade.
Yeah, right. You weren't there in the streets tweeting about Bearclaw 2K23. If you have a question for the show, that show being Pod on Lansdowne, you can give us a call at 617-420-2431. Again, 617-420-2431. Questions and comments are always accepted for the program. I don't want to touch into it too much because I don't think Jake wants to do too much, and you know I don't want to belabor the point too much. But it was a lot of conflicting feelings this past weekend watching Mookie Betts at Fenway Park.
Conflicting? What was conflicting about it?
I was happy that we had the the time.
Says he doesn't want to talk about it immediately.
Contest the first point I make about it.
I just
it, like...
mean, Evan, I didn't mean like that. I just meant what was confusing about that situation.
No, it was like at the end of the day, stupid. When annoying. He is what? Inducted into Cooperstown, like, yeah, we will be able Dodgers to say, hat? Like, he was a fucking... Yeah, he's not going to be wearing a... He'd be a Dodgers hat, but... You know, be able to tell people in the future, like, no, yeah, like, we fucking saw that in person, which makes it such a bigger shame that we didn't get to see it longer than we did. You know, him hitting that home run on Sunday, it's like, that should have, you know, it should have been for the other team, making all the play. He had a great weekend at the plate. He had, like, 45 hits.
7 for 15.
So, yeah, close enough. 45, same thing.
It was funny. This is sort of detached from the whole thing, but it was funny when Wong made that out, going from second to third. And I saw tweets like, what a throw by Betts. I was like, listen, he doesn't need any more gassing up than...
He hit the cutoff, man.
Yeah, he does enough that really does deserve praise. I don't think Connor Wong running with his head down boosts that even more. But, the whole thing
There's another example I talked about earlier where Monday night against Houston, you're like, our pitching staff doesn't stack up. Your base running and your defense don't stack up to a team like the Dodgers. It was case in point.
Can we touch on the Dodgers real quick?
Yeah.
I think I texted you guys this, but you always hear praise about it's like the Astros, the Braves, and the Dodgers of like their player development stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to discredit the Dodgers because obviously they're still like going to win the division and they're either them or the Braves are probably going to the World Series for the NL. But like, I don't really understand why they're as good as they are. Like, obviously the 1-2 is preposterous, but the rest of that roster is like fine. I was the whole time.
Oh, Michael Bush was DHing for him Friday
night.
Yeah,
like, JD was hurt, but
right.
I don't know. I don't know. I was almost whelmed by the roster. The 1-2 is probably like the best 1-2 maybe ever right now, like literally in a single season. So that's obviously doing a lot of work. But I just I don't know. You always hear about, oh, the Dodgers and the player development and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I guess. I don't know. You guys want to talk about that?
No. Shout out Hattrick Sports. No, it's just super impressive how deep that organization consistently is, though. That's like it's.
But like it's not. That's what I'm saying. I don't
compared
know
to
where
that other teams can't do it. Yes, it is impressive. It's like
I think like, Friedman is overrated.
Oh, I thought you meant to say Freeman for a second. I was like, Freddie,
no, not
the base
Freeman.
But then
not
you meant, yeah, you meant the GM.
I think Friedman is. I mean, yeah, dude, I could sign Freddie Freeman. I don't know, and trade for Mookie Betts. It doesn't take a fucking rocket scientist.
But a lot of that core that they've built over the year, like
core? That's what I'm saying. That's their core. There's no like that's kind of what
saying
I'm saying.
In like the last decade, like how like who
yeah,
they
I mean,
brought through.
It's almost like
I think the Braves are a much more impressive product than the Dodgers.
Well, the Braves have been doing it shorter. You know what I mean? Like the Braves' reign of terror is only just getting started. You know, but it's wicked impressive.
I mean,
with the Braves
I remember
have done, not taking that.
I remember
away
thinking
from.
Back to like 15 and 16 when Jock and Seager like
yeah also
like
they just let guys walk too like
months.
At a crazy
yeah.
rate
well, that,
don't get shit
that's not a,
why
that,
do, why is it when we do it it's a fucking problem it's like
well you know a couple pennants will help with the Dodgers and just as many championships since like 2015 so Mickey Mouse championship to be fair if you wanted to even it out that way.
I mean, it is fucking crazy that they haven't won. I mean, Mickey Mouse season aside, even though that's when they won their title, they haven't won less than 90 games since 2012.
That's just so consistently good. Who they bring out?
They've only finished in the second in the division once, and that was when the Giants had their Linsanity run in 2021. Fucking crazy. I don't know. Are they? Let's start a conversation. Are they NL West merchants?
It makes you think.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because the Rockies are a joke.
Rockies are a joke. Diamondbacks are
on the way up, but could, for the most part, have been a joke.
I just remember that.
Not
they
like a
like
huge joke, but a bit of like
wild card teams. Well, when JD was there, they made the wild card game. lost to the Rockies.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Other than that,
yeah, they've had their moments, but it's like
the Giants were good in 16, kind of wandered around until 21.
Well, I said to Liam when we were at the game, the Friday game, I was like, you know, Mookie, he might win an MVP this year, but when are we gonna talk about that sub 750 playoff OPS he's got?
There's a narrative to be had.
One more year of that, and I think there's gonna be some chatter. I think if he doesn't show up these playoffs, there's going to be some chatter. That's all I'll say.
Why don't you put something like a 350 OPS plus en route to a complete sweep?
His playoff stats are not good. They're not
good. ALCS MVP, World Series MVP. Yeah.
I tweeted about it because it makes me laugh whenever I see it or think of it. But he was like pretty bad all throughout the 2018 World Series. He was our 10 WAR player. He did like nothing the whole playoffs with his bat, and
home
we just walked. We just walked to a World Series anyway. We lost three games the entire playoffs, and it was like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. Our MVP isn't doing anything. That team
it worked out at the end of the day. Do you want to go to Gridtown?
Jaron Duran out for the year. That's a shame.
Oh, that is tough. I mean,
can we talk about the outfield real quick, fellas?
He's in the plans. He's in the plans for the future.
Is he, though? I don't know.
Yeah,
Jim.
You suggested he wasn't earlier today, Jake.
I don't know. We have like seven outfielders.
Yeah, but he's team controllable for the next couple of years. And he definitely proved that he gets, a longer leash now, at the very least. Like, hopefully he can build on what he did this year. Because he did have a very good year, and it's a shame that it ends like this. But him being under team controllable money,
you don't think he can fetch you a nice piece?
Based on what he could potentially provide going forward.
Well, what's that? Obviously, he's fast. I bet he hits. Well, I mean, he's probably really like a 260, 270 hitter.
Are other teams just going to see that as a flash in the pan, though? I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know either.
I don't know if you know that I know that you know that I don't know.
I'm just saying, it's, you're going to have to trade some people this offseason.
100%.
How about
it's very crowded in the outfield.
Talking a Duvall extension after another Linsanity run.
I'm actually curious he has reverse splits, because I would just get rid of Ref Snyder and give Duvall that role next year, because Duvall obviously is a better hitter than Ref Snyder, but Duvall also hits. He has reverse splits. I looked at it yesterday, so I don't know. Yeah, I mean, he's mashing right now.
Does he have consistently reverse splits, or is it just for this year?
That fish? I wish I could tell you.
Fishy Mopena? Is there a fish that begins with a P? Like a type of fish? Play along with me. Pike? No.
Yeah.
Fishimo Pike? No. Like, I'm trying to
fish that.
See what I'm trying to do?
This is what the Red Sox have done to us, by the way. Okay.
I'm pulling up his splits right now.
Puffer fish.
Fishimo puff. Puffer.
Paku.
Fishimo Paku.
Parrot. Parrot cichlid.
It's got to be two syllables.
All right, hold on. Yeah, I think we're out of luck.
Fishy koi pena. Anyways.
To answer your question, Jake, he's pretty much standard across the board.
What was my question?
Duvall's career splits.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, that was actually Fitz's question.
OPS of 765 against right-handed pitchers, 775 against left-handed pitchers.
Okay, yeah, so he's at
the batting average is literally the same
against righties right now. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of decisions that Haim has to make this offseason that, frankly, I'm glad I don't have to make, because you got to make some big time calls.
Why they pay him the big bucks.
He's got to nail it. Frankly, he's got to nut up.
That's right.
I don't know. I mean, you think next week's probably the real funeral episode, right?
We might have like four more funeral episodes.
Or we'll be back.
Is
Royals?
It still 2-1, Liam?
It's still 2-1, as far as I can tell.
I don't have it on right now.
Oh, Bayo is really struggling this inning. He started the fifth at 59 pitches, and I just looked up. He's got one out in the fifth, and he's at 78 pitches now.
Are there men on?
Oh, yeah. First and second. Altuve's up in 3-2 count. Yeah, so
live
he looks
commentary.
Like he's
this
hell
is
right
really
now.
Enthralling stuff.
Yeah. All right, grid. You want? Yeah, grid. Yeah.
All right, Jake, you do the honors. You know what to do.
All right, top to bottom, these will be your rows. We have the Dodgers, the Angels, and the Red Sox.
Left to right, Boston Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox. How about that? Left to right, we have the Miami Marlins, the Texas Rangers, and 3,000 plus hits in your career, batting. To be clear.
All right, who wants to get this going? And are we saying
we should try and we don't try and do enough is get Red Sox for all of them.
We'll be here all day.
No, wait, I think we could do it.
Let's give it a shot. And for the Red Sox specific row, are we saying it has to be sub 5?
Yeah,
sub 5%. All
sure,
right,
for sure.
So, a Dodger and a Marlin who also
walk
played
into a bar.
I got this one. I got this one.
Who also played for the Red Sox?
Kike.
When did Kike play for the Marlins?
After he played for the Astros.
He did
really?
Do that, though. Rest assured.
Sure did.
All righty.
Jake.
I'm typing in now. Kike Hernandez, 2%.
Okay.
How about that? Let's go with...
I have another one.
Let's hear it.
I guess.
Texas and Dodgers and Red Sox, Adrian Beltre.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Did Adrian Beltre have 3,000 hits? Because we got to like...
He did.
Okay, I think we could probably think of a Ranger and a Dodger and a Red Sox again. Like the 3,000...
Was he ever a Dodger?
Oh,
I think he was. I don't know. Let's put that on the back burner. The reason I bring that up, it's going to be tough. There's only so many people who have 3,000 or more hits. So
yeah,
Beltre did get to 3,000. Let's put him in there.
Does not have 3,000 hits.
Wartime, man.
I saw that on Twitter.
I'm sure a bunch of people put him in there. Adrian Beltre, 27% for Dodgers, 3,000 hits, 27% for Beltre. That seems high, but anyways, yeah. See, this is Rangers, Astro or Angel, Rangers, Angels, Red Sox.
Oh, I have that. I have one.
Let's hear it.
Mike Napoli. Oh.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm feeling very right now.
4%. 4%.
Ow! I thought we were going to go without an ow.
Sorry. Sophie's yelling at me for that one. Ow! Oh, they're pulling Bayo? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's 3-1, bro.
Marlins, Angels,
another,
I have no idea.
Another 4 2/3 outing from your starting pitcher, boys. Let's fucking go.
It's over. It's fucking over.
Hey, everyone's rested.
Back in.
Let's do it. Run it back. Old time's sake.
Yeah.
Angels, Marlins, straight up. That's a yeah, you got to take a second to think on that. Lackey never ended up pitching for Miami, right? No.
No.
He was my first thought.
What fucking Angel had 3,000 hits? Did Pujols get 3,000?
Had to have. Played forever.
He had a lot of power.
Right?
A lot of power.
Rod Carew never played for the Red Sox, right?
Pujols' average the whole end of his career was also dog shit.
Michael Nelson Trout is not at 3,000 hits, Sophie.
All right. Well, let's just
Let's go. I want to honor him in the correct way. What if we just went Matt Barnes for Marlins Red Sox?
That's not nearly sick enough, Liam.
Andrew Miller?
You don't think so?
I was thinking Andrew Miller.
Miller's a good one.
Let's go Andrew Miller because it's definitely going to be more sicko because he was drafted.
How about Kevin Millar? No, that's probably pretty popular.
Ooh, that's pretty sicko, but.
You think?
There are a lot of good Red Sox Marlins.
Who else? What is...
Mike Lowell, Beckett.
No.
But not sick enough.
That was one of the biggest trades of the.
I thought Liam was talking about good players, which they were good
Miller.
Players.
Do Andrew Miller. That's sicko. That
0.8%. 0.8.
Okay. That's good.
Oh, Lord.
So there you go.
All right. Texas, Boston.
Yeah, let's get the Red Sox ones out of the way first, and then
we can
get the
I don't
want to
go back. I used this one a while ago, I remember, but Alexei Ogando, but we did that on the pod.
Yeah, let's. We can
we
get
did.
Sicker than
that.
That
was a really good one.
I don't want to do that.
I don't know
again.
If we can.
Mitch Moreland, but that's going to be not sicko enough.
We ever do a trade with the Rangers?
Eric Gagne.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. That's good. Oh, Brock Gagne. Holt. Sophie just said Brock Holt. That's probably pretty big, though.
Want to say Gagne?
Or you could also do David Murphy.
David Murphy. That's a good one.
I don't know if that's going to be more or less than Gagne, though. That's a tough call.
I feel like David Murphy would be less than Gagne.
Do you want to go David Murphy?
Okay, do David Murphy.
No, D. Murph.
I'm curious to see. Someone punching Gagne on there, too. I'm curious.
Yeah, Liam, I did David Murphy on mine.
Murphy is 0.7, so good call.
We all did Murphy. Oh.
All right. Okay, so we just need our 3,000 hits. I hate when they do that one because you can't have fun with it, really.
Red Sox, 30 guys that have
ever hit 3,000 hits.
Boggs?
Well, do Beltre.
We already did Beltre for...
I thought we agreed to not do that.
No, we agreed not to do Beltre for Rangers, Dodgers,
Oh,
Red
we
Sox
did it for Dodgers, yeah. 3,000 hits?
Yes, yeah. Exactly, because there's only so many guys. Tris Speaker?
Yeah, do old Tris. He deserves it.
Tris Speaker.
A little 5% action.
Oh, that was 5%. Oh, we wanted to get sub 5.
I don't think you can get sub 5 when there's like 5 answers.
Yeah.
Forgive ourselves a little bit. You know what I mean? Give ourselves some slack. Okay, that's fine enough.
Okay.
Tris Speaker, that's a pretty good pull, though.
All right, so 3,000 for the age. I mean, you want to do Carew or Pujols?
I feel like I always do Carew on this. Like, Carew's like one of my fallback guys.
Rod Carew.
Oh, we could have done Ricky for the Red Sox 3,000 hits. Damn it.
You could do Ricky for the... Didn't Ricky play for the Angels?
Did Ricky play for the Angels? He did. He did play for the Angels. I'm pretty sure he did, right?
He played for everybody. I don't know.
Yeah, oh, my God. Towards the end, man.
5%. Ricky Henderson. He did play.
Yeah! Great pull, Jake.
Good. Very good pull. Jake's on fire today.
This is the best grid I've ever had.
Is really good.
Well, I didn't say exactly that, but...
Rangers, Dodgers... Well, you could go Gagne there.
Yeah, fucking do Gagne there.
Want to do Gagne?
I have a better one for that.
I'm putting in Padilla just to see.
Almost typed Greg Gagne. That would have been a disaster. 2% for Eric Gagne. How about
Padilla was 0.3, guys.
0.3. All right, wait. So are we actually successfully doing the Red Sox for all of them?
Oh my God! Yeah. So far, we've got it.
We got one more.
All right,
without even realizing.
Marlins, Angels, Red Sox.
Okay, right? Okay.
All right, if we could think of one that did two of them, we could just sort
Salty
of.
Salty ever end up with the Angels towards the end?
Who?
Salty.
Salty? No, I don't know if he did.
All right, here's the
Angels
Marlins
have had
a
lot
Sox
of randos.
You got Millar, you got Lowell, you got Beckett, you got.
Someone's probably screaming right now in the answer, right?
We have to get this. We have to get this.
Yeah, we can't come this far and then not do an all
we
Red
got,
Sox grand.
Dick Blyer, obviously. Okay, I don't think I'm getting anything that way. Let's go the other way. Angels and Red Sox. We got Ian Kinsler.
Kinsler was not a.
We got we got Lackey. We got
I feel like we gotta appreciate the first Red Sox Angel that came to your head was Ian Kinsler.
Well, right, that's the most recent one.
I would never.
Jumpball G ever pitch for the Marlins?
Garrett Richards?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, did he pitch for the?
No, I don't think he did. I don't think he did.
I don't feel confident enough saying that. Oh, I know he was in Texas.
Guys.
That doesn't really help.
Come on,
Mo Vaughn.
No, he was not.
He was with the Mets, same division, but.
God. I'm trying to think of, like, their World Series teams. Was there anybody on there that – I mean, like, Miggy?
Oh, Alex Gonzalez. Alex Gonzalez, shortstop.
He got all three?
Yes. Which one, Alex Gonzalez or Alex A. Gonzalez?
Check the years.
Because weren't there multiple? Oh, God. One is 98 to 14. One is 94 to 06.
It's the first.
It's definitely the one to 14 then, right?
Oh, shit. Really?
Wait.
All right, well, this is. I'll check because that's fucked up if we lost it on this.
Right.
It's definitely the one that
wasn't Alex Gonzalez who played for the Red. Wasn't he young in 2003?
Guys, it's actually neither of them.
Really? Did he not play for the Angels?
I don't know. Did we just lose?
Is he won? He won.
Edit this out. Edit this out. Okay, so a Marlin, an Angel, and a Red Sox. Let's just think, guys. Let's just think. Gosh, we're so close here. Okay. Oh my gosh. Guys, Lee. I mean, come on. I'm doing this whole fucking grid by myself. You guys can't chip in.
I'm just thinking. You're the one telling me to cut out the thing that we were lost there, so I'm trying to make notes here, dude.
Oh, right, right.
We got to keep it honest with the people. We did not officially submit a guess.
No, I did on my end.
Yeah, mine is the official
to
canon.
To confirm that it was
mine is the official canon. You can look that up in the rules.
Well, can we even think of a Marlin and an Angel?
That's the thing that's tough, like, right?
In the first place? Like, I know that we're trying to get the...
The Red Sox connection with it. That's so tough.
This is so fucked.
I don't think we can get this one, fellas.
I don't know.
Is this our first L ever taken?
Oh, you know what? I actually have an answer. Not a Red Sox, but I do, I think, have an answer.
Who?
I think Fernando Rodney.
Fernando Rodney was on the Marlins?
Yeah, didn't he start out there?
That's right, because we talked about that the other
night. No. He ended there or something. He played for
a shit ton of teams. He was with the Angels. I know that for sure.
Yeah, that's all I got. I don't think...
Fernando Rodney, 7%.
All right.
Oh, that's not bad.
All right, I'm checking the thing now.
That might be our first L there, fellas. We started off so hot, too.
I don't know. Oh, Casey Kochman. He played for all three.
I never would have gotten Casey Kochman, to be honest.
I wouldn't have either. Wait, he never... Oh, no, he did play for the Reds. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's it, I think. I'm looking at this list. I don't see anybody else. All right, well.
We can't win them all. No. It was fun. I think the polls we did get, those were pretty good, though.
Yeah, we definitely got to try and do all Red Sox.
Jake, how's it feel to have your best Immaculate Grid game be one that ended 8-9?
Still good. I actually felt really good about the ones I did get.
Yeah.
But now I'm sad because I got to go watch the Red Sox.
That's no fun.
Snap back to reality here.
Up the ghost gravity. So.
Oh my God, we could have done Kyle Barraclough.
What?
Yeah.
No, he's not on this. Oh my God,
you gotta scroll down.
No,
it all comes full circle.
Oh, Junichi Tozawa too.
What a perfect way to end the episode there. Could it? Oh, it was fellas. It was Barraclough all along.
It was Barraclough all along.
Oh my!
That's God. Devastating.
It was always Barraclough.
Taz.
He was behind it all along.
Oh man!
Is there anybody else? Yeah, no. Matt Latos. Didn't he pitch for us? Did I imagine that?
No, you might be thinking of Bobby Jenks. You might be thinking of the other tall.
No, you know
what
I was thinking of? Andrew Kashner. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
It was like big white guys.
Oh
man.
My
big
God.
Big white pitchers.
We should have just said Barraclough is a joke, and then when we want that would have been an all time moment.
No, fucking crazy.
Do you guys wanna do you wanna go back and act like we did do that?
Whoa! we all soy face like
whoa. Kyle?
God damn it. I can't believe that.
Yeah, that's devastating.
I'm stunned.
I'm gonna cry myself to sleep tonight.
That's
Yeah, that's the show.
Right. Yeah, we'll see you next week, I guess.
That's going to do it.
For Jake, for Liam, I'm Fitz. You've been you. Thank you for watching us embarrass ourselves not trusting Barraclough.
Were you wearing that hat all night, Fitz?
Yeah, it was backwards.
Oh, you just flipped it around.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, that's the show. Thank you again.
Pretty exciting stuff, huh, listeners?
I know, right? the hat that you cannot see.
Yeah.
thanks, as always, for listening. We appreciate your support. Until we talk to you next week, go Sox. And obey your mother.
Obey your mother.
It's good to have Liam back doing this.
Obey your mother.
enjoyed the great season. Have fun. And knowing that better times are ahead for the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, bury your mother!